So our listener Justin wants to know if this is a not my circus, not my monkey situation, or was he right to speak up? Andrea says, before I even hear the story, I'm going to say yes. If a guy is questioning whether he's being a jerk, he's probably being a jerk. LOL.
Now listen. Let's not judge before we hear.
Here's your group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
He says, I need to know what everyone thinks about how I handled this situation at the grocery store yesterday.
Okay.
I'm standing in line behind a woman that had her hands full. She had a ton of groceries, baby on the hip, a 4 or 5 year old boy behind her.
Okay.
While mom was distracted with checking out, this kid stuffed candy into his pockets, clearly trying to hide it from mom. Knowing that she didn't see it and that the kid was about to shoplift, I said to the boy, you might want to give your mom that candy to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
He had a candy bar in hand. She immediately shot me a look like, how dare you speak to my child? He put it back, but mom didn't check the pockets. I didn't say anything else. I just watched them walk out with the kid looking back, sticking his tongue out at me, knowing he's got goodies stuffed in his pockets.
Oh, the kid stuck his tongue out?
Yep.
Jeez.
So I know this is a little like not my circus, not my monkeys, but I can't help but to think I witnessed a future criminal's origin story. Was I wrong to speak up in the first place? Should I have told mom to check the pockets? What would you have done in that situation?
Well, he prevented a theft.
Well, no, he didn't. The kid walked out with the candy in the pockets.
I thought he said he put it back.
No, he had one in his hand that he put back.
Oh,
but mom didn't
that.
Check the
I missed
pockets.
That. I missed that. I missed
so
that.
So he waltzed that. Out with the candy hidden in the pockets that she didn't check for.
I don't know. I probably would not have done anything. I would have been
you
that,
wouldn't have said anything.
Not
the
my
place.
Circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah.
That's me in a nutshell. I'd have been okay. Well, you know what?
So he prevented the theft of one candy bar.
Now, if it were my kid.
Right.
That would have been different. I have caught, I have caught my kid, or sorry, I didn't catch. My wife caught my one of my kids thieving something when it just turned up. It was like some makeup or something, and it was from a vendor at like an event that we were at. And it was like, oh, where'd you get that? And she was like, oh, I just found it. I'm like, oh, you found it, huh? Why don't you come with me?
I had been that mom before when my son was like a baby and we had those like cart covers that you could put. And so he was sitting in that and he had grabbed some eyeshadow and put it in the little cart cover. I didn't see it until I got out to the car because it was like a small little eyeshadow, single eyeshadow palette. So I had to put the groceries in the car and walk him back up into the store and give it to the cashier and say, my son actually accidentally took this and I want to return it. So, and they were just like, oh, they acted kind of shocked that I would do that. But still, wasn't mine. Also not my shade.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it was your shade, well, then maybe
it was like an electric blue.
Well, this is kind of a cute color.
He gravitated towards blue things at the time, so I think that's why he grabbed it. But anyway.
Yeah.
So I, you know, but, and I think had I been the mom in that moment, I would have been grateful that somebody spoke up because I would want to know and use that as a teachable moment. So especially with the kid walking, looking back and sticking the tongue out, clearly the little mastermind knew what he was doing. Was it wrong?
The little mastermind.
That tells me the kid had a plan.
What's the, I don't know. You said you would feel grateful. Yes.
I'd feel grateful if I was mom, if that was that
so
mom
you're saying
someone
not,
speaking up and saying
not
something
a jerk.
Like that.
You're saying that.
Yeah, not a jerk. Not a jerk at all.
Okay. I would not have said anything, but that's just me. So, I mean, I'm not saying whether he's a jerk or not, but whatever. It's just I would not have said anything. But
okay. So the whole following up with the check the pockets thing, you wouldn't have done that either.
No.
Because you wouldn't have said anything to begin with.
No.
You just would have been silently judging what a little jerk. He's a future criminal.
No, I probably.
Good luck with that one.
I probably wouldn't have even noticed the kid doing it.
Oh, okay.
Let's
there
be
you go.
Honest.
I just would have been on my phone, not paying attention to anything.
I'd have been doing the crossword on my phone or scrolling Instagram.
I'm Wordle.
I would have been doing Wordle. That's right. That's right. I would not have done anything. But okay. That's just me. What's the craziest thing your kid's stolen? Is there some legs with that?
Or did you have a situation? I will say this. I actually did this. Oh, this came back into my brain. When we were on a trip, we mm-hmm. were in Charlotte visiting my sister. My daughter was, I think, two.
Oh man, you told a story about your son. Now your daughter.
What do
you?
Yes. What well, do you breed? Yes. A bunch of criminals. Equal time.
All right.
So she was
threw the son under the bus. Now I got to do the daughter. All right.
She was in a time of her life where we had to.
A time of her
she
life.
She fell asleep yeah. on the way to the restaurant. She yeah. was angry about being
sure.
awake.
Yes.
And so she's throwing a bit of a tantrum. So I'm standing outside with her of the restaurant. The rest of the family goes in, they're getting seated, and I'm going to try to handle this outside of the restaurant, and she's just not having it. Meltdown. And this woman comes up, and she just starts saying, "Oh, I know you're overwhelmed. Oh, look, she's just a little dehydrated. Make sure she drinks some water."
Oh, so she's telling you how to parent your kid.
Exactly. And then she's like, and then you just zip it out. You just zip it out. Zip it out. She's waving her hands all the way down, like up and down. Zip it out. And I'm kind of stunned. I don't know what's unfolding in front of me. My sister comes out. She sees the scene I'm involved in. She whisks my daughter over to a playground. And then I am getting more parenting advice from Zip It Out Lady. I ended up giving her my phone number. I don't know why, because I didn't know. She's just like, I can give you more tips on how to deal with that. Here, what's your phone number? And I said, I gave it to her because I didn't know. I didn't ever talk to her again. But I was like, she was like some weird toddler soother or something. I guess she must have been.
Did she soothe your daughter? Toddler?
Because my sister whisked her out of the situation.
So she didn't even help.
No.
She just imparted her advice on you.
But I'll never forget the Zip It Out Lady.
All right.
And in that moment, I was just like, okay, clearly I'm not doing something right because my daughter's being a monster right now. So I just assumed she looks like she's got techniques.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give her my phone number because I clearly need instructions.
All right. So we've strayed from the thieving toddlers to to just people giving unsolicited advice.
Yes.
All right. So either one, I think, is up for grabs. If you want to talk about either, you can send us a voice note, 502-795-1997.
When did someone else parent your child? Did you welcome that?
Yeah.
Did you not?
All right. We'll get to some of your stories coming up. So are they teachable moments, or are they moments you just got to say, not my circus, not my monkey? It's 99.7 DJX, Group Therapy. Justin said to a kid he saw taking a candy bar, hey, you might want to give your mom that candy to pay for. Mom shoots him a look, he puts back the one that was in his hand. There was already one in his pocket. He sticks his tongue out as they leave.
Yep. And so the kid walked out with candy in the pockets. Mom didn't know about.
Yeah. I said probably wouldn't have even done anything.
You said you wouldn't even notice.
I probably wouldn't have even noticed it was happening, quite honestly. So you would have said something?
I don't know if I would have said anything.
I was going to say, you're a person who doesn't like confrontation.
I'm non-confrontational. But if I were the mom, I would have reacted differently.
Okay,
I would have been appreciative.
Amy.
I have three boys, and I sent the older two to go get a pizza one time. And when they picked it up, the people did not take payment from them. When they got back to the house, I asked them how much was the pizza. And they said, oh, it was free.
It's free.
And I'm like, how is it free? And they said, well, we thought that you paid, but we didn't pay. So I ended up calling the pizza place back and giving them my credit card and telling them the situation.
Right.
And my boys were protesting and saying, no, it's a free pizza. But ultimately what happens is that cost comes out of somebody's pocket. And if it were me and I was owning a business, I wouldn't want to take that hit. So I use that as a teachable moment for my teenagers that nothing is ever free.
Well, that sounded like a little bit more of a misunderstanding than they're just thieving the pizza.
Yeah, maybe. But she also said, as a mom, I would want someone to tell me. The fact that the mom shot him a look and then he stuck his tongue out says a lot about the parenting so far. I'd say that the mom grew up under parents that were like that.
Maybe.
That's true. And Lisa says, sounds like mom lets the kid run out of control, so nothing you would have done or said would have made a difference. Yeah. Just ignore it. Let the chips fall where they will.
You know what? Would have done that anyways.
Yep. Now, Brittany was like, what a little brat. As soon as he would have stuck his tongue out at me, I would have screamed, check his pocket.
Listen, he's... Well, it is like that scene in, what was it, Home Alone, where Kevin... like sees his neighbor and gets spooked in the store and takes the toothbrush and they start chasing him after a toothbrush.
Yes. 100%. But right. I mean, he wasn't like, he was doing it out of necessity. He needed a toothbrush. He was by himself. He didn't have the money. Maybe he got spooked.
Maybe the kid needed the candy bar.
The kid stuck his tongue out. He knew what he was doing.
All right. Anyways, I don't know if we've... Justin, I would have just been like, not my circus, not my monkeys, but you did what you did, so it's a it's a moot point now. So, anyways, good stuff.
Maybe in hindsight, mom will realize, and at some point, she's going to discover the candy. She's gonna be like, "Where'd you get that?" And
unless the kid ate it in the back seat on the drive home,
he could eat the evidence before she ever finds out. But yeah, maybe she'll look back in that moment and know to watch him a little closer.
All right, there you go. That's group therapy.